You are about to participate in the most ambitious culinary experiment ever imagined.
This competition is going to test everything.
Adapt quickly to anything. I mean anything. The wildest day of your life starts right now.
All new 24 and 24 Last Chef Standing. Sunday night at 8 on Food Network. Stream on Max.
Autobots, roll out.
You brought a human here.
I'm nobody. I ain't even seen nothing. I'm not even seeing anything right now.
And a mystery is waiting to be solved.
Can you see how all of this can seem like it was you?
Wait, do you think that I'm the one pulling the strings?
What if I said I do?
I'm not!
I'm Jared Hall from Entertainment Weekly, and here's what to watch this weekend, Friday, June 9th to Sunday, June 11th. We're counting down the weekend's top five must-see picks from TV and movies. But first, your entertainment headlines. After acting on stage and on screen for over 40 years, Bryan Cranston is ready to take on a brand new role, full-time husband. The actor, who stars in Wes Anderson's upcoming film Asteroid City, told British GQ that in 2026, he plans to temporarily retire from both acting and his business ventures so he can devote more time to his wife, Robin Dearden. He told the magazine, quote, "I want to change the paradigm once again. For the last 24 years, Robin has led her life holding onto my tail. She's been the plus one. She's been the wife of a celebrity. She's had to pivot and adjust her life based on mine. She has tremendous benefit from it, but we're uneven. I want to level that out. She deserves it." As part of their new era, Cranston revealed he will shutter his production company, Moonshot Entertainment, and sell his portion of his mezcal company, Dos Hombres, which he co-founded with Breaking Bad co-star Aaron Paul. He and Dearden will then move to a foreign country, likely France, settle down in a small village, and spend their days brushing up on their language, gardening, and culinary skills. Sign me up. Oscar Isaac has revealed he almost quit acting a few years ago. In a video shared with EW, the actor says that prior to starring in Broadway's The Sign in Sidney Brustein's Window, he and the show's director Ann Kaufman shared with each other that they were both in a place of creative defeat, explaining, quote, "I remember we were talking about it pre-pandemic. We were both in a similar place where we were like, I don't know if we want to do this anymore, like theater, acting. I don't know. I'm just interested in other things." And she's like, "Yeah, this might be my last thing. And if it doesn't happen, maybe I won't do it anymore." That changed, though, when the play came his way, explaining it was just a pure love for this thing and what it could be without any other trappings around its reception or what it would mean or anything else. You can see that full video at EW.com. And Wednesday, actor Percy Hines-White is breaking his silence on the, quote, "campaign of misinformation" against him. The actor, who plays Xavier Thorpe on the Supernatural series, denounced the harmful baseless claims that have been made against him in an Instagram story statement on Tuesday. While Hines-White didn't specifically state the particular allegations that he was addressing in the statement, his comments come months after he was accused of sexual assault on social media in January. He wrote in part, quote, "Earlier this year, somebody I've never met started a campaign of misinformation about me online. Because of this, my family has been doxxed and my friends have received death threats. Underage photos of me were used and examples of me acting in character were presented as hateful. My friend Jane was falsely portrayed as a victim and her attempts to set the record straight have been ignored. She gave me permission to include her in this message. The rumors are false. I can't accept the portrayal of me as someone bigoted or criminally negligent of people's safety. These are the kind of baseless, harmful claims that can create mistrust toward victims. It's very distressing to know that this misinformation has upset people." In a since-deleted tweet posted on January 18th, a Twitter user claimed that Hines-White assaulted her at a party and accused him of sexual activities with other women, one of which was allegedly a minor. The user also reportedly claimed that Hines-White and his friends would hold parties where they would provide drugs and alcohol to minors in order to engage in sexual activities with them. For more on all of those stories, plus other news, reviews, interviews, and more, head on over to EW.com. Being human is hard. That's why the sometimes hellish but always helpful monsters on our number five pick know exactly what to do. The Big Mouth spinoff Human Resources is back for a new season, following the raunchy animated creatures who either help or hurt humans. Now, there are hormone monsters, love bugs, logic rocks, and ambition gremlins who all serve a decent purpose, while the anxiety mosquito, depression kitty, shame wizard, and addiction angel do more harm than good. Here's a preview.
I, like, believe in love, okay? I'm Emmy, your new love bug.
Nothing personal. We're just not big on love. Right, Sarah?
Yeah, love's so complicated and messy.
How dare!
Hey, if you're mad, then why did you do the sexiest possible thing to me?
Paul Crumhorn, his wife of nearly 40 years, is gone. I feel kind of weird.
It's called getting horny.
Lori? Is that you?
Paul, you old scamp. I haven't seen you in forever. How are we f***ing Evelyn tonight?
For the love of God, Maury, read your client's files.
Dante, out! Run
away. The world is trash. Get away. People only respond to shame and physical violence.
Titty bow!
I plan to become a shame wizard.
What?
Shut the door, I'm burning us all up.
That actually went better than I thought it would.
Yes, but my office is burning.
Everything is hopeless. I know how scary it is when hope disappears.
Fuck yeah!
But hate can't protect you.
If you take my tears and that's not me.
Whoa, what's up, fellas? You guys talking about pubes? No! I'm being stalked by Dante's zombie penis.
You can't kill a zombie penis. You've got to tame it. Love it like a daddy. Are you ready to do that, Pete? Bare your soul and then kiss the tip of Dante's penis?
No!
Kids, I am morally obligated to tell you, you can never reuse a condom. Unless, of course, those condoms are Dr. Maury's reusable dong sleeves. The hog hat's so nice, you can junk in them twice.
Plus, this season, meet the new set of humans, Maury and Connie, and the rest of the HR creatures who are assisting them. The new season of Human Resources is streaming now on Netflix. Justice will be served on today's number four pick. You know her, you love her. All rise for Judge Judy and the season finale of Judy Justice. She's still using her keen prosecuting skills to call out injustice in her courtroom. And on today's new episode, expect more wild cases. If you haven't been watching, here's what you've been missing.
I got ripped off.
How much was the eye cream?
It was 600, I believe.
I have never spent $600 on eye cream, ever.
Well, watch at your own risk. Gavel not required. The season finale of Judy Justice is streaming now on Amazon Freevee.
Number three.
You might want to grab a glass of milk because our next pick is pretty spicy. The new movie Flamin' Hot is Eva Longoria's feature directorial debut and tells the true story of how the Flamin' Hot Cheetos were invented. Richard Montanez was a janitor at Frito-Lay when he apparently came up with his idea for the spicy snack. His inspiration? His community of Mexican immigrants who enjoyed spicy flavors like tajine on everything from corn to mango. Here's the trailer.
We all write our own stories.
Where is Richard? I'd like to speak to him.
I'm here!
This time. That's me, the mero mero, Mr. Richard Montañez. I'm the guy who helped bring the world the most popular snack it's ever seen.
Are you ready?
A huevo. I've been ready.
All right. It was a little bit more like this. Spicy? Yeah, see, that's how I got here.
Dear God, please forgive me for
the gang,
the drugs,
the stolen cars.
What the heck, man? Let's move it.
Hey, he is praying, pendejo. Go ahead, baby.
The guy started at the very bottom.
I know I don't look it, but I got a PhD. I'm poor, hungry, and determined, sir.
Okay, I can see you're gonna be a weird one.
What's happening?
Layoff, son. Lots of them.
Frito-Lay isn't getting enough orders to keep the factory open.
Who eats Cool Ranch anyway? That lady.
Ow, wow, 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 wow.
What is it?
It burns.
Well, stop eating it.
No, I like it. It burns good.
I had been searching for an answer. And there it was. They had been there the entire time. Nothing can hold you
back. I got an idea. It's a spicy chip. It's going to change everything.
It will save our factory.
And you're a janitor.
Okay, no, hang on. No one
can kill your vibe. Figure out the next step. See, the Hispanic market will not be ignored.
The Hispanic market will not be ignored.
Good, but in your voice. You got the fire
inside. Why are we wasting time on this janitor's crazy idea?
Guys like you and me, we don't get shots like this.
You see that guy right there? I see a chingon, a montañez.
Yo soy montañez.
De montañez.
Get out there and be great.
We want to know that we matter to you. If we knew that there was a product out there for us, we'd say, take all our money, cabrones.
I got a little hood there at the end, but...
Burns good or burns bad? It burns good.
Oh! You can see the ups and downs of Montanez's inspiring journey and how his chips changed Frito-Lay and the snack industry forever. Flamin' Hot is streaming now on Hulu and Disney+.
Trivia.
It's trivia time. Transformers Rise of the Beasts is the seventh installment in the Transformers franchise. More on the new movie and its new characters in a few. Now, various actors have taken the helm as the main hero fighting alongside Optimus Prime and the rest of the Autobots in the films. But which of the following actors has starred in the most Transformers films? Shia LaBeouf, Anthony Ramos, or Mark Wahlberg? Stick around for the answer, as well as our top two picks and soundbite of the week. What to Watch will be right back.
Also,
knowing the
more about gel coat
when the fourth round would
don't you call in the
don't touch that dial. That's right, we're still calling it a dial here because it's Emmy season on the Awardist. With the dazzling Oscar season behind us, we are now turning our attention to smaller screens to track which shows are headed to the podium and which shows stopped us in our tracks. Join me, Jared Hall, Entertainment Weekly's executive editor, as well as EW's TV-obsessed staffers, every Thursday starting April 4th as we share our opinionated hot takes and insight into the Emmys race. The Awardist will get behind the scenes with the creators and stars themselves during in-depth, can't-miss interviews. Follow the long road to the Emmys with the Awardist podcast, Thursday starting April 4th on your favorite podcast platform, and be sure to check out more Emmys coverage at EW.com/Awardist. Welcome back to EW's What to Watch. To get to the top, first you have to start at the bottom. We got the Red Band trailer this week for the upcoming raunchy teen comedy Bottoms, and in it, PJ is played by Rachel Sennett and Josie played by Ayo Edebiri. They start a high school fight club to get the girls of their dreams, but soon they realize they're in way over their heads. A moment between Mr. G, their teacher and club advisor, played by NFL star Marshawn Lynch, and the girls is our not suitable for work soundbite of the week.
You created a fight club to get some coochie.
You don't even know how to work that thing. I know y'all ain't tickling the pearl.
I just don't know if you're supposed to be talking to us like that, just like as a teacher.
Number two.
Nothing is what it seems on our number two pick, the new Apple TV Plus series, The Crowded Room. It's 1979, and Tom Holland's Danny is arrested for his alleged involvement in a shooting. Amanda Seyfried's Raya is an investigator who will stop at nothing to uncover the truth behind the crime. Through interviews between Danny and Raya, Danny looks back on pivotal moments in his life and what led him to be in the wrong place at the wrong time. Or so he says. Here's the trailer.
Sometimes I think that night marked me. Everything that came afterwards. Couldn't be a coincidence, could it?
On the ground! Get down to the ground!
Brought in a kid last night. It might be something that interests you.
Danny, you don't really seem like a dangerous person. Can you tell me how you ended up here?
Loser.
Hey, I'm gonna kick your little wiry ass.
We still...
Go!
You wanna come in, clean yourself up?
You are safe now.
It never struck you as strange that this man just showed up to save you.
Just figured I was lucky.
Have you ever been lucky?
No.
There's blasts everywhere.
Signs of a struggle, blood on the floor.
What about the girl?
No sign of her either. I'm thinking that he offed her.
What did you do?
This wasn't a random shooting. He's hiding something.
What happened in that house? Where did they all go?
I have these blank spots.
They're not the only people close to you to disappear, are they?
Do you think these are all victims?
Can you see how all of this can seem like it was you?
Wait, do you think that I'm the one pulling the strings?
What if I said I do?
I'm not!
Danny, I'm trying to help you.
I didn't shoot anybody.
His best interest is to plead guilty.
They're all in this together.
If I'm right, Danny may be innocent. What are you not telling me? What are you not telling yourself?
Did you see him run? Did you see him run?
Well, it's his word against hers. The first three episodes of The Crowded Room are streaming now on Apple TV+. Autobots, transform and roll out. Our number one pick this weekend is Transformers Rise of the Beasts, the newest installment in the epic Transformers franchise. Now, this new entry follows the Autobots as they face a new threat that could end Earth and the Transformers' home planet as they know it. All your favorite Autobots are back, including Optimus Prime and Bumblebee, and some new creatures called Maximals are teaming up with the Autobots. Now, they're a type of beast robot that have evolved on a jungle planet, and they're led by Optimus Primal, a gorilla. Now, Anthony Ramos's Noah, an electronics expert living in Brooklyn, gets roped into helping the Transformers with their mission to stop Unicron. Here's a preview.
For centuries, our kind has stayed hidden on Earth. But darkness has found us again. Prime. This is about the fate of all living things. Unicron is coming.
Back up!
Oh, I thought we were boys!
You want it? Come and get it!
You brought a human here?
I'm nobody. I ain't even seen nothing. I'm not even seeing anything right now.
Think you hold the link, but you haven't met the aim. Stop!
This is not our war.
Optimus, we must trust each other to protect the home we all share.
How big can this guy be?
He eats planets. So, like, way bigger than a planet.
In the end, everything you cared for will be consumed.
Maybe there's another way to save our home.
You've never faced anything like this. Let them come.
You might hear some new voices within the Autobots and Maximals, like Pete Davidson's Mirage, an Autobot spy, and Michelle Yeoh's Air Razor, a Maximal who turns into a Falcon. The action-packed Transformers Rise of the Beasts is in theaters now. Trivia! finally today, the answer to our trivia question. Which of these actors has starred in the most Transformers films? Shia LaBeouf, Anthony Ramos, or Mark Wahlberg? That would be Shia LaBeouf. LaBeouf played Sam Witwicky in the first three films in the franchise, Transformers in 2007, 2009's Transformers Revenge of the Fallen, and then in Transformers Dark of the Moon in 2011. That is our show for this weekend. We will have more news and must-see picks for you on Monday, so be sure to follow or subscribe to What to Watch so you don't miss our daily recommendations, more of which can be found at EW.com. I'm Executive Editor Jared Hall. You can find us on Twitter at EW and at Jared Hall. Thanks for listening and have a great weekend. This episode of What to Watch was written by Callie Shep and EW staff, edited by Sammy Junio, produced by Ashley Boucher, hosted and produced by Jared Hall, and executive produced by Chanel Johnson.
What to Watch.